Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best. Best in show. Welcome!
Good evening. Welcome to Best in Show.
The show started with me chewing. It's okay.
Good evening. Welcome to Best in Show Radio on HarrisTalk.com, the thing you do with the ears and the place to be. My name is Keith. To the right of me, this gentleman is named Chris.
Hi.
And this gentleman to the left of me, his name is James. I'm being a little overly serious. It's not that serious. It's fun.
No, I think it's a grave, grim issue that we're dealing with here.
It is. It absolutely is.
It's like the biggest pet peeve for me when I'm listening to podcasts, when I hear people chewing and eating. That's why I was so upset to think that, oh my God, I'm chewing as the show's starting, because it's my own fault.
And there's no way possible that microphone picked up you chewing.
Still, it's something that bothers me, because it just drives me crazy when I hear or listen to a podcast, and just like, you really couldn't stop recording for 2 minutes if you really needed to eat at that moment. It makes me crazy.
Didn't we used to eat during entire shows for 3 hours?
Yeah. So it was 3 hours and it was live radio. That's different.
And we had a combined, an extra 200 pounds between the three of us?
Very true. Very, very true.
Probably something like that. I don't know where to go for that. I'm jumping right into the emails.
Email? What's email?
Email is a way to reach us.
Oh, how can people reach us? Nope.
Contact at bestinshowradio.com. That's exactly how you can reach us. What about Twitter? Send your hey guys to contact at bestinshowradio.com. Here's one now. This is from Ralph in Steamtown, Pennsylvania.
Here's one now, like it just came in.
It's coming in right now. Hey guys.
I'm out. I'm going to actually start, maybe I'll start adding those to the show.
Hey guys, what's the meanest thing anyone has ever said to you? Well, I'm sure I know who said it, but...
Wait, not of the people in the room, just in life. I didn't say the meanest thing in life to you. Really? I'm so excited.
You once told me...
Keith, start the show.
You didn't like Depeche Mode.
No, I'm so excited there was something bad.
No, I
once told you Van Halen was better than Depeche Mode.
That's the wrongest thing anyone has said.
See, would you take that as the most hurtful thing that anyone has said to you, or mean?
What? It's such a fine line. If you want to get into this, I've actually talked about this at length in my life, being a former fat person, and like had conversations about being when people would talk about someone being fat. I was never bothered by the fact that I was a fat guy. Someone observing that I was a fat guy didn't bother me. But when someone calls you fat and their intent is to hurt you because of that, that kind of feels crummy. Not because of their words, it's just to know what their intent is that bothered me. So when you're saying, like, what mean? Say what you said again, James, please.
Being hurtful or something that's... I don't even know how to explain this now. I had a train of thought going.
You mean like something I hope you die versus...
Something that's unintentional without thought or just kind of thrown out there.
Oh.
Is that more hurtful or something that's intentionally hurtful?
It depends on what the state
is. Because they're
is.
Not even thinking about hurting you. But
they're not trying to hurt you. There's just something so lousy about you that my words that are not meant for you actually hurt you because they're applicable to your suckiness. I'm with you. I think that hurts worse. I think when people intend to hurt your feelings, it's not so bad.
No.
It's not so bad. Don't get me wrong. It's not to say that I'm made of stone and I don't get hurt.
But I know what you mean, because when somebody tries to hurt your feelings and it's so obvious that they're just trying so hard, you almost kind of like... It's almost kind of like pathetic.
Like, shut up.
Well, like, yeah, exactly. Summed it up perfectly. Shut up.
But it's also, when it's said in anger, you can kind of take away some of the intent because you know that they're doing it in a high emotion state.
Right, lashing out.
If they're just saying it nonchalantly, like...
I'd like to say to the worldwide internet, if I can preface this whole conversation, this is three white guys born in the United States in New York saying this. I will never truly understand what it would be like to be called the N-word. And like this, you know, there's a certain level of understanding that I'm never gonna grasp there, whether the intent is in anger or anything like we were just saying. That, I mean, I have to flush that out. It doesn't count. I don't wanna say it doesn't count, but I can't intellectualize that because it's beyond my capacity for understanding because I don't understand that sensitivity. I can't have that sensitivity.
And I was just having this conversation with my girlfriend 2 days ago about some of the comments that she hears because she's Asian.
I was going to say, I don't know if you heard
it say. It crushes her.
Right.
And I guess living in New York and growing up in New York, it's something that I don't expect to be as prevalent as when I lived in the South.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're a much more tolerant and a much more...
Sure.
People just don't care.
A melting pot.
They see someone, you're annoying, you're
right.
A jackass. No matter who you are, what you look like, doesn't make a difference.
Right. Yeah, but you know what, though? I have a different take on that, because I grew up in a...
Well, you're
a
extremely
mostly...
white.
That's true. I'm transparent. But I grew up in a mostly black neighborhood, and so when I went to school and got called stuff occasionally, I wasn't coming from like a position of power. I was a kid in school, you know? So I sort of understand.
I don't think you can.
I understand to me, you know what I mean?
See, but you're not...
I know that's not a sentence.
It's not ingrained in you your whole life.
Exactly.
That your parents, your grandparents were oppressed or they were...
If there's one word in the English language that I think can evoke the most ire and get the most emotion, that's the word, and it doesn't apply to you.
No, I'm not saying it applies to me. But
and as a result, I'm saying it's the one. I don't care how much you may have felt like you were the underdog racially underdog or racial minority.
I know, I was in racially underdog school.
whatever racial minority you were in, and you being racially attacked, I still don't think you can understand the same concept.
Well, I can't. I don't think, if you want to get deep into it, I don't think anyone can understand anyone else.
True.
For that matter.
Absolutely.
But I guess what I'm saying that, you know, I think kids, young kids, as I got older, I could see maybe the difference, but I think young kids, like, don't really understand, don't really have that, like, I think a kid calling one kid a name and another kid calling another kid a name, when they're under a certain age,
it's teasing.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Let's get past it.
Yes.
Let's get past it.
I said
I want to remove race from it because I don't even understand it. And back to the question, where's
people,
this person from?
People all have different ethnicities.
Steam,
right, that's what
Steam something? Steam Castle?
Ralph from Steamtown, Pennsylvania.
Steamtown, Pennsylvania. Okay. Well, Ralph's question, what is the meanest thing that was ever said to you? I've got a couple of things that leap to mind. One of them pretty recently, and maybe that'll be what I end with. Unless you guys have something you want to jump in with. But I had a girlfriend in high school.
That's not mean.
Yeah, no, you don't know. That I got in trouble for smoking pot. My mom caught me with pot in my bedroom. That I actually, because I thought I was so funny, I put it in a bag and thought I would never get caught. I had it in like a little shaving kit. And on the outside of it in marker, I wrote, "There's pot in here." Because I thought it was funny that my mother would never look at it. Guess what? She did. So I got in trouble for smoking pot. And my father...
I can't feel sorry for you on that one.
Right. No, and you shouldn't. You shouldn't. And my father, historically, was a pot smoker. When I was growing up, and my girlfriend at the time, she became an ex-girlfriend. We were maybe a month broken up when this happened, and when she heard the whole story, she was on the phone with me and said, "What can you expect? Like father, like son." And that to me was just like crappy. And that did. I mean, this happened. Figure I was 16, 17 years old, and I still remember that to this day as one of the meanest intent. Things ever said to me, like father, like son. For those that don't know, I'm friends with my dad now, and that we've talked about it on the show. But my dad and I like didn't speak for years. This was during a time like when I didn't speak to my dad. It was crummy, and I'll always remember that as one of the meaner things ever said to me. What do you got, Keith? What mean has been said to you?
Mean. I would like to defer to James.
I'm still thinking.
Do I tell something else mean that was said to you? Okay. Since you obviously hold on to these things forever.
I'm trying to pick out one that...
you had a couple?
Nothing really jumps out.
Mean-spirited.
Well...
Not that it affected you and hurt you necessarily so much. Just mean.
No, I had a lot of passive-aggressive, mean-spirited things said to me by my ex-wife. Mm-hmm. The one that always stands out, I don't know if it's necessarily mean, or I don't know if there was intent, but for some reason it just always just killed me. And to this day, it's like the one thing that always bothered me. There was one time I was planning to pick up my daughter from school early and take her, I had something to do with her. So... You know, she prepared, she took her overnight bag to school and then to come home with me. I get to the school, and the woman at the front desk was like, "Oh, you're
Millicent.
Dad, she's been, talking about you coming here all day." So I'm like, "Oh, awesome." And she's all excited, so I went into the room, saw her teacher.
Millicent.
"She's been talking about this all day, she's so excited, you know, Daddy's picking her up." Great. Saw her, she was all excited, she had her bag, you know, she was showing me stuff she made for me, it was great. Took her home and whatever, it was a great day, and then I get a phone call from her mom a few hours later. "Oh, so how did it go?" "Oh, it went great. You know, the school, all the teachers tell me how excited she was, and she was so excited." And her response was, "Yeah, she was kind of sad about it, so I told her, just to pretend you're excited."
Wow!
And
like father, like son doesn't feel so bad anymore.
And that's been not a common thing, but that's something that's been a regular type thing. "Oh, you know, your daughter's really, you know, she gets so, you know, she cries before you pick her up. Every time I go pick her up, she's happy, she's hugging me, Daddy, I miss you." And then it's just this whole thing how she wants to downplay how excited my daughter is to see me, and it sucks.
Mixing like your kid into it and playing that game and using your kid as a emotional weapon.
Yes,
really. Is
and this occurred, after kind of all the smoke had cleared, and we get along relatively well.
Settle down, right?
And she says it, and again in such a nonchalant, matter of fact way. Mm-hmm. It. The delivery isn't one of such as she's trying to dig. It's just really...
Which kind of goes back to your point that you were saying
at the
beginning.
That's why I asked, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Keith.
I gotta follow that. I couldn't even follow like father like
once,
son.
Once Chris, after a show, said you guys want to go jokes.
Chris said I wasn't as good looking as Brad Pitt.
Chris said my tie didn't match my belt.
It didn't.
You know, I mean, what I have to say now is so, is nothing compared to that.
No, it's not.
But
your feelings matter.
I think probably, oh, okay, you know what? I got it. By far, hands down, the meanest thing that was ever said to anybody was said to me when somebody once told me. To make sure my ring is turned on when the alarm
It kind of loses the effect when you don't get cut off by the alarm.
It was so obvious that you were milking it too, it was great.
Some mean things will be said to me now during the break. Best in Show Radio, hear us talk.
You have piss poor timing.
It's just the tip of the iceberg. Zapper Radio.
DJ New Style.
Truth Time Theater.
HearUsTalk.com.
Welcome back to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, here on Heroes Talk, Thing You Do With Your Ears, Place to Be, Magical Wonderland Fantasy Cavalcade, home of the DJ New Style Show, home of Bug Zapper Radio, home of Truth Time Theater from Sandwich Humor. I couldn't figure out which one I was going to say first, Sandwich Humor or Truth Time Theater. Hey, get over it. It's
Hijacker Radio.
That's fine.
the meanest thing that ever happened to me.
The way that the last segment ended... You forfeited your rights to open up because you had to do your... So now, Keith, tell us, what's the meanest thing that ever happened to you?
Oh, that ever happened to me?
Or that was said to you?
The meanest thing that was ever said to me. Well, I don't know if this is the meanest thing. I would have to scan my brain and
What about Steam Pipe Alley's question? He asked you specifically.
Well, I will tell him something that annoyed the hell out of me. We'll say it's the
meanest. What's the meanest thing that ever happened to you? Well, my favorite sports team
is a basketball.
Exactly.
Somebody at my job called me cheap. And it annoyed me.
Chintzy.
It really annoyed me because there's a difference between being cheap and being broke. And I think a lot of people think that...
Frugal. You're being frugal with
the word.
You're being frugal with the funds that you have.
But there's a difference between saying, okay.
What was the
difference? I don't want to go into a... okay. Somebody... There's always a constant thing going around. This person is out, and this person is out for this reason, and so-and-so is...
Out, you mean not at work.
Yeah, out, you know, you know... I don't even want to say out in the hospital, because that never happened. Well, it happens, but that's not what I'm talking about here. Like,
for one reason or another, they didn't make it to
they're
work
not present
day.
At work. I just didn't know what you meant by out.
Right.
I thought you meant like they went out that night. Or
they're playing baseball,
somebody,
you know,
somebody,
stealing.
Exactly. Somebody will be looking to collect for somebody, or it's somebody's birthday or something, and I'm always putting in money. And then at one point, somebody's nephew or someone... that I didn't know... Somebody tried to get money from me from a person I didn't know, and I was like, look, man, I don't have money. I'm like, I'm sorry, I feel bad, like, but I don't have, like, $10 to give, and the other person was like, and joking, mind you, but they were like, oh, you're just cheap. This was at a point a couple of years ago, for whatever reason, I don't want to get into my finances here, but for whatever reason, I found myself 3 days before payday literally saying, okay, if I buy a loaf of bread... the 99-cent package of hot dogs we could eat for 2 days. And, you know, and everyone's been there, I'm sure. And when people confuse I don't want to give you that money because I want $10 more in my bank account, or confuse broke with, you know, I can't buy that extra suit or pair of shoes from Macy's this week. It annoys me. And it annoys me when somebody just throws a word like cheap out like that. Especially when you're constantly giving money to these things.
Is it annoyance? Or is there some hurt? Like, are you a
little injured? I was hurt.
So don't call it annoyance. It's mean.
It was mean.
It was a mean thing, and it felt mean and hurtful.
I know that break should have, that wonderful clip there should have washed my fear of following up, you know, both you guys' stories, but it didn't. I still feel like I can't top those. It's kind of mean. The meanest thing you guys ever said to me was telling your stories that were meaner than mine.
Sorry. I don't think that my story was especially... I feel like mine paled in significance to
being called cheap?
To being called cheap, exactly. I've got another one.
I'm sure you do.
A more recent one. And I don't know where I'm going to go with this, how far I'm going to go with this. I think I'm probably going to go full disclosure. So,
By the way, I'm just laughing at...
What?
Might feel sorry for me this week is... I'm a white male in the United States who is called cheap. It don't get much worse than that, folks.
So this week, I was traveling. Well, all right. Let me give you the backstory. I'll try and be brief as possible. I have a tendency to appear and disappear from life. And I'll be out, and I'll hang out, and then I just vanish. And I disappear for months and years at a time, and then I'm back. And then I disappear again, much like I did with Best in Show. And I believe that one of our friends has taken exception to that. Because I texted an old friend...
No, we both have.
From what?
Oh, what? No.
Oh, sorry. I saw a friend of a friend while I was on the way to work this week. From the bus. And I saw this gentleman walking up the street, and I took a picture of the person, because I said, oh my God! And I sent the picture to the mutual friend. You know, the friend...
Oh, I thought you took a picture of a person and then sent them the picture. No, like, hey,
it was someone else. Like I said, I'm person A, person B, okay. So I saw person C, so I sent the text.
And all three of you are friends with each other.
The person I took the picture of, barely a friend. But my link to him is the other person.
Gotcha.
I'm going to get there. I told you, full disclosure. Names are getting named. So I sent a picture to him and said, oh my God, look what I just saw on the way to work this morning. How crazy is this? So I sent this picture. And about a minute or two goes by, no response. And then the text response comes in. I'm tempted to just hand you my phone to show it to you. Oh, I can't. That's another whole story. And the text comes back on my phone, kill yourself. Nothing more, kill yourself. And I think for a minute, wait, does he think that he, like the person I took the picture of, should kill him? Wait, no, he's telling me to kill myself because I've kind of vanished. And this is probably the first communication I've had with him at that point in like 2 months. And
2 months?
2 months, that's the first communication, but I hadn't seen him in probably 6 months. And, again, the intention was more than anything else. I tell people to kill themselves all the time, on a daily basis, and I don't think twice about it. It's not that it's the mean word, it's the intention behind it that made it mean, and made it a mean thing, and why it sunk. Like, I'm telling you, like, I tell people every day at work, kill yourself, just get away from me with this. Whatever. And it bummed me out that when I had taken a picture from the bus of the guy who used to work in the kitchen at Bottomley's, the bar and grill, where this show was hosted once, where we've had our Labor Day event 1 year, we've hung out.
Hosted twice.
Hosted.
But the second one doesn't count because no one...
Right. It doesn't exist as far as we're concerned. But yeah, so when I took a picture of the cook from the kitchen there and sent it to our friend Chris... who has been on the show with us here multiple times, someone who I would have considered a pretty good friend of the show, and a pretty good personal friend, a guy who I talk to a lot, I've had heart-to-hearts with, like, he's a dude that, like, I'm friends with. I didn't have a falling out with him, as far as I know. I don't know what could have possibly elicited this response. That's the response I got this week from him. Kill yourself. My response, of course, was, well, I prefer to say, wow, look, it's so-and-so, and smile, and remember a better time in my life. And left it at that. No response. He wanted me to kill myself, and I think assumed I was going to kill myself on the bus at that moment, and we weren't going to speak ever again, and he didn't have to respond, because Chris from Bottomley's hasn't gotten back to me since.
So you didn't send a picture back of yourself?
Hanging?
Before.
I should. I should do that tonight.
I think this is his issue.
He subscribes. It absolutely is. He used to subscribe to the podcast. Maybe he'll hear this.
And don't get me wrong.
Probably not.
I understand it's annoying.
So mean?
I understand it's annoying when someone disappears. But I if I got rid of all the friends that...
It is pretty bad.
SodaStream, cherry cola, diet cherry cola, maybe the grossest soda.
I don't think it's that bad.
It compounds the more you drink it.
It's horrendous.
I haven't gotten there yet.
Sorry.
I have friends that, as a matter of fact, without naming names, I complained about a mutual friend of all of ours to James earlier this week. Because I brought it up in conversation.
Why can't you mention names?
I don't want to, because I talk... Because if I talk, I don't care if they know I said it, but once I talk to someone else, then it's like I officially... Then it seems like, oh, you multiple people have been talking about me, so...
So you've started some gossip.
Right, exactly. It annoys me when...
This show gets like 20 views a week.
Don't worry
about it.
It annoys me when I send
this
someone...
This one now is going to have 10,000... This show is going viral.
I hope. I can only hope.
I'm going to sing Chocolate Rain after this.
Sick.
It annoys me when I send someone a message on Facebook saying, hey, I just wanted to know, blah, blah, blah. They read it and can't take a second to reply, yes, no, maybe. They just read it and ignore you when that's it. And they read it and they're done. And they have an answer in their head. And it's not, you know what I mean? And...
Ooh, okay. So this is coming down to not getting... I'm lost here. I'm trying to...
A message to someone that is your friend and you know they read it and then they just choose not to respond.
So you're taking that to be a meanness? I'm trying to figure out
I understand
the language of what you're saying.
I'm taking it from Chris's point of view.
Oh, okay.
The other Chris. I'm saying that, like... If I was to get rid of every friend that did something like that that annoyed me and tell them to kill themselves, I'd be alone. Actually, James answers me, so I would.
You can be the worst.
So I understand why he's annoyed, but it is what it is. I have a lot of close friends that aren't very good at answering stuff, and you kind of just gotta, you know.
But the one thing with this particular situation. He still doesn't... I mean, we know you for over 20 years, and this has been a continual pattern for a long time. So it's like, oh, Chris is going to disappear for 6 months now. For him, 6 months is a long period of time.
For the record, I want to be clear here. This is my assumption about what it is, because...
I know.
He hasn't spoken to me other than to tell me, kill yourself. Every time he's texted me, I text him back immediately. For the most part, because he usually texts me at like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm asleep, and I get woken up by his text.
So that's when they text you to get responses?
That's the best way to get responses from me, is the middle of the night.
Maybe he really did want that guy to kill himself, and that's the last attempt at contact you've made.
Yeah, the fact that he didn't reply to my reply made me think that mean thing that he said...
See, I think if you sent him a picture of you dead, he'd respond.
Okay. Let's take it on this camera.
We can stage it tonight.
Let's take it on this camera. We can put it in at the end of the show so people can see what gets sent out.
Perfect.
And that's fine. I don't know. I don't know what else to say about the matter.
He didn't call you cheap, though.
No. I could never be accused of being cheap. To me...
No. That I will...
If you cannot afford to be, exorbitant... with gratuities, which is why it stuck with me so much when James was talking about how they don't tip in Japan. If you can't afford to be exorbitant with the gratuity, then you can't even afford to go out. So cheap, I think, is the one thing I could never do.
Exactly. I over-tip delivery people and whatnot. And,
yes.
And, you know.
if I could only give a $3 tip for like an $8 pizza, I won't order pizza. That's the way I would look at it. That to me, it's part of the cost. It should be included.
Three to me is the floor. Three is the minimum.
I don't think
three is the worst, because I think it's still basement. Unfortunately, it's still over the average of what they're getting.
Still basement.
It is over the average, but I think you not being a daily driver, gas is expensive now. Yeah, and those kids, they pay their own gas.
Right.
That's true.
Do you ever tip less if it's the owner?
Nope.
Yes. I tip,
only because I've had owners tell me, you don't tip me.
Yeah. A delivery person to me is a delivery person to me, whether it's the owner or whether it's not. And that delivery person to me, they get 15%, period.
In North Carolina, when I first moved there, four times delivery guys or service guys got mad at me for offering them a tip. That this is my job, I don't get tips.
I'll take tips here at Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Give me tips, advice, all sorts of things like that.
I got a tip for you.
What's that?
Pizza.
Cocky socks, steamroller, roll over your face. We'll see you guys on the radio when you need to. 88. Peace.
Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.